This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. Customs Service has more than 3,000 agents trying to stop drug smuggling along the border with Mexico. Most of them work at official border crossings. Only 17 actually patrol, searching 5,000 square miles of remote Arizona desert. These agents are American Indians who use traditional tracking methods, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
They call themselves shadow wolves because they stalk their prey with canine persistence, and they use the angled shadows of early morning to discern faint tracks in desert sand. Marvin Alando has shadowed drug smugglers in the desert for 25 years.
They do all kinds of things out here. They stay on cow trails, they stay in the rocky areas, and they do anything that they can, like putting carpet on their shoes.
What does that do?
Conceals their tracks and don't leave clear impressions on the ground. It's just kind of like a little scuff mark on the ground. See right here? There's the carpet right here.
I could not see that.
Yeah, it's right there where you stepped and right here.
Alando treads cautiously in desert fatigues, in and out of dry washes, threading thickets of mesquite and prickly pear cactus. He joined the Shadow Wolves in the 1970s, shortly after Congress created the unit to patrol the Tohono O'odham Nation west of Tucson. Alando is a member of the Tohono O'odham tribe. His colleagues come from 9 other tribes. The unit is restricted to Native Americans to ease its work on the reservation.
So what I use when I go tracking is my eyes, my ears, and my nose.
What are you trying to smell?
Smell dope. And listen, see if we can hear him talking out here.
Alando looks up and down as he walks, checking the trees for broken branches or strands of burlap. Both are signs of backpacking smugglers who haul 50-pound burlap sacks stuffed with marijuana. They make their way here to meet couriers at a paved highway nearby. That's after a 20-mile trek from the border, defying blistering heat and bone-dry terrain. Smugglers try to mask their tracks by walking among illegal immigrants who are also crossing the border in growing numbers. Harold Myers is a rookie tracker from the Yurok tribe in California.
This group here looks like it's probably pretty fresh, probably from last night. We've got a number of smooth-soled shoes in there, which will tend to be a cowboy boot or something. Usually not conducive to a backpacker just due to the terrain that they have to cover. Their strides and the print appear to be a normal stride, which is not the same as a backpacker. Somebody carrying a heavy load on their back is going to be taking short steps.
And making deeper impressions than immigrants who tend not to carry heavy loads. The trackers learn to identify specific smugglers.
Yeah, we've stumbled upon the infamous Lazy S.
Myers bends down to inspect a distinct pattern in the sand linked to a smuggler nickname for the track.
It's a lazy, sweeping S that starts at the toe and graduates back towards the heel. I've seen a lazy S around here for almost the full 2 years that I've been out here. You can see his campsite over here. He's got some commodity food cans that he could only have gotten from the locals here. So he's tied in somehow. We just haven't figured out how yet, but we're out to catch him. Eventually we will.
The Shadow Wolf seized 50,000 pounds of marijuana last year, a third of the total take for the Customs Service in Arizona. Their seizures doubled in the last decade as enforcement tightened elsewhere and trafficking in remote areas boomed. That trend continues, but there's concern about keeping up. 5 of the unit's most experienced trackers are close to retirement, just as the Customs Service wants to hire 15 new recruits. Renee Andrew is the senior customs official supervising the unit.
The older trackers have this trust of knowledge that they have developed over the years that our new patrol officers don't have. And so when they get over here, they learn a lot from their elders. They learn the old ways that are quickly dying away. We're really concerned about losing that knowledge. And so we're trying to hire the new trackers as fast as possible so that they can go into a deep immersion course and learn this stuff.
Veteran Marvin Alando learned his skills as a boy, tracking his grandparents' free-roaming cattle and horses on the Tohono O'odham Nation. Rookie Harold Myers comes to the job without any local knowledge or tracking experience.
There's times when I wondered, you know, am I going to be able to do this, because it's hard to fathom following somebody across the rocks, but there's things there. You just have to know what it is that you're looking at to decipher the sign and figure out what it is you're chasing.
Myers suddenly spots a blue tarp under a tree, hiding a pile of discarded burlap.
Yeah, this is an empty backpack. Somewhere along the line, they took the dope out already. I don't see any fresh sign around here to say that it was recently, but this is probably a couple of days old.
Orlando says Myers is catching on. There's another element of the job where experience is key, violence from smugglers. Myers has seen that escalate in his 2 years of tracking.
More lately, it's been a lot more resistant type of arrest. Really having to almost go, you know, hand to hand with them. It seems like every time we catch somebody these days, it always ends up in a struggle on the ground.
One shadow wolf was killed on the job in an ambush in 1986. A memorial marks the spot in the desert. His colleagues tracked suspects across the border, but no one was arrested.
It's scary for everybody. Anytime you encounter somebody out here, your blood pressure goes up, and it happens every time.
Failing to find smugglers in desert washes, we head up a mountainside, slowly driving through thick brush on a dirt track. Orlando and Myers stick their heads out their windows, still looking for signs of smugglers. When the road dead ends, Orlando scans the slopes with binoculars, but detects no one.
They're doing something else now. It's just that we have to find them. But once we find them, start working in areas, they change on us again. They start doing something different again, start going to a different place.
Marvin Orlando is 52 years old now. He reflects on retirement, on moving to Montana where it's cool, and setting up a tracking school. He can't stay here, he believes, because he might be a vulnerable target at his remote border home without his badge and gun. He's also busted too many people he knows.
I got a lot of relatives, friends, or so-called friends that we've come across or picked up, and I'm too close to the border, and then I wouldn't feel comfortable without my equipment that I have now. So I feel it'd be better for me to just kind of move away from here and do something else different.
With the sun and heat rising, Orlando and Myers head to a reservation restaurant for breakfast. The Shadow Wolves take great pride in their work and in other uses of their skills. Shadow Wolves train border guards in former Soviet republics, and just a few months ago, here in Arizona, on the Tohono O'odham Nation, they tracked a 3-year-old boy lost in the desert. A Shadow Wolf found him, safe and sound. Howard Berkus, NPR News.